Praise be Jesus and Mary. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. In today's gospel from Matthew chapter 7, Jesus lays down the essential condition for being his true disciple, which is doing his Father's will. In fact, the whole life of Christ could be summarized as doing just that. He came to do only his Father's will in all things. He described his food as being doing his Father's will. And so should it be for us, we who wish to be his true followers, who are to imitate him and to have his own mind, the mind of Christ. I think you would agree with me that being a follower of Christ isn't so easy. It never has been, and never will be, at least this side of heaven. During our earthly lives, there will be many difficulties to face on account of our Christian and Catholic identity, especially nowadays, where being Christian, Catholic, is more often than not a countercultural thing. There will be times when the rain will fall, the floods will come, and the winds will blow and buffet our house, spiritually speaking. There'll be trials and challenges to face. And unless our house, our spiritual life, is built on solid rock, that is on Christ, with a firm faith in him, that is active in doing his will, then our house will come tumbling down if it's not built on this solid rock. As our Lord assures us, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. Feel-good religions and do-it-yourself spiritualities are numerous and popular these days. A major characteristic of them, I think, is a certain kind of self-will, you know, being in control, you know, one's own religion and spirituality. You know, I'm in control, it's my life, my spiritual life, my religion, my will be done. Whereas Christ calls us to do the exact opposite in some ways. As he says in the Gospels, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In the Our Father prayer, he teaches us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And elsewhere he says, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. So not self-will, my will, but God's will be done in the spiritual life. That's what ultimately matters in our lives, that we fulfill God's will in all things, even if it doesn't feel good. You know, even when we don't experience consolations or sensible, you know, devotion in doing God's will, when we carry out, you know, the commandments, when we live according to the church's precepts, when we carry out our daily duties according to our vocation in life. At times, God permits, you know, that we experience no good feelings, no consolations, or sensible devotion, so as to prove, you know, that we really do love him, you know, despite the difficulties in doing his will. So feelings are important. Sensible devotion is important. Consolations are important. We ought not to downplay them entirely. God does send them to us when we need them. He gives them to us to help us in our life, our spiritual life, but not to rule our lives. So the spiritual life isn't ultimately about feeling good, but about being good, being holy as God is holy. And only in holiness can we find perfect and everlasting happiness, peace, and joy. As St. Maximilian would conclude, you know, holiness equals, you know, my will in conformity with God's will. So may our journey this Advent lead us to a greater understanding, appreciation, love, and fulfillment of God's will in our daily lives, and to fulfill that with Our Lady's help, who, like Christ, did nothing apart from the will of God in all things. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word, according to thy holy will. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.